Poem sorpresa. Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel once again welcome you in سلسلة Poems of Raza الحمد لله today we have come with another beautiful kalam from the gardens of Imam Ahl-Sunnah's poetry, subhanallah. But we'll let you know what kalam is before. Let's do a few good intentions, because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. So inshallah, I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah, azza wa jal. You can make an intention that you will be with us from start till end, and inshallah, you will remember what you learn, you will act upon, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jal. Dear Islamic brothers, let's find out which kalam we have selected for you today.
Unki mahak ne dil ke دیئے ہیں جس راہ چل دیئے ہیں کوچے بسا دیئے ہیں
My dear Islamic brothers, what a beautiful kalam from the poetry of Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman. Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain. Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain. Jis raah chal gaye hain, kuche bata diye hain. Here, Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnah has written this poetry. The word mahak means fragrance. Dil is heart. Gunche means buds. Khila diye hain, blossom. And jis raah chal gaye hain, the path he has walked through, subhanallah. Kuche means streets. What Allah Hazrat is saying, subhanallah, in this poetry, his fragrance has made blossom the buds of our hearts. The streets remain fragrant and perfumed when he departs, subhanallah. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the beautiful fragrance of this world. No doubt. There is a hadith in Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says that in my childhood, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had put his blessed hands on my face. What had happened? He says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's hand was such cold and such fragrant that as if it was just taken out from the box of fragrance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed hand. What would be the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's entire blessed body? No doubt, dear Islamic brothers, we have earlier in other silsilas, we have talked about the blessed perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Sahaba Kiram, they wanted to know where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has gone, they would see wherever the fragrance would be in the streets, they would walk through those streets and they would find Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why Al-Hazrat has said, another place, کیا مہکتے ہیں مہکنے والے کیا مہکتے ہیں مہکنے والے بو پہ چلتے ہیں بھٹکنے والے بو پہ چلتے ہیں بھٹکنے والے not only this is the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, What about the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Let me tell you, the blessed name, the barakah, the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Bani Israel, there was a person, he was a sinner. Because of his sins, the people after his death, they had thrown him onto the pile of the garbage. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent wahi to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wa salam. And it was ordered to pick that body, Allahu Akbar, and to offer his salatul janaza. My dear Islamic brothers, do you know what was the reason that this sinner was taken by Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wa salam, and his janaza was led by Sayyidina Musa, the Nabi of that time? Allahu Akbar, the reason was that whenever he would see the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Tawrat Sharif, in Torah, what he would do? He would just kiss that blessed name of the beloved of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the blessing that he used to kiss. He had adab of the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was thrown onto the garbage. He was taken up from there. And subhanallah, subhanallah, he was forgiven. This was the adab of the name of Mustafa. This is the shan of the name of Mustafa. This is the azmat of the name of Mustafa. The Islamic brothers, this is the status of the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which gives the fragrance to the people like the person in the Bani Israel. What would be the shan of the blessed body? This is what Allah Hazrat is saying. Wherever path he has walked through, the streets, they have been made fragrance and perfumes. Subhanallah, unki mahakne dil ke gunche khila diye hain jis raah chal
unki mahakne dil ke gunche khila
گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا دریا بہا دیے ہیں در بے بہا دیے ہیں در بے بہا دیے ہیں سبحان اللہ The Islamic brothers, in this couplet, let's find out the intellect and the eloquence, the fasahat and the balaghat of Ala Hazrat's poetry, subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, Imam Ahl Sunnah, what he says, look at the words he has chosen here, subhanallah, in this couplet, thereby we can understand his intellect and eloquence. In the first line, he uses the word qatra, that means drop. And in the second line, he uses word darya, which means sea or river. He then follows this up by using the word dur, which means pearl, subhanallah. And then the Islamic brothers, in the first stanza, he also uses the word baha, which means cause to flow or to generously give. And in the second stanza, he uses the word be baha, which means priceless or to give in abundance, to give too much to somebody, subhanallah. Now, when we examine these words, flow, drop, sea, pearl, we will realize that they are all related to water. And water is that which is natural and flows in abundance. pearls are also found in the sea and are priceless. Whereas even a single drop of water is priceless when needed in absolute thirst and need. Therefore, in this couplet, the great Imam is once again explaining the unique nature and generosity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In other words, when we ask our Nabi for a drop, meaning something small in our time or need, our Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is so generous that not only does he give us a drop, but he causes the sea of blessings to flow, subhanallah. The rivers of blessings to flow, subhanallah. And with this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam even blesses us with the priceless pearls of his special blessing, too much. Dear Islamic brothers, in other words, we ask according to our understanding, as per our need, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is so generous that he bestows upon us, not just according to our need, but as per his excellence, as his generosity, subhanallah. In example, my dear Islamic brothers, what does it mean? You're asking for a drop and you're getting a river. You're asking, subhanallah, a little, but you're getting a priceless pearls, and too much that you can be, subhanallah, satisfied from the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He's such a jawad, and subhanallah, such a sakhi and such a generous personality. Dear Islamic brothers, when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala he asked to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he talked about his weak memory. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him to spread out his shawl, Allahu Akbar, and placed apparently empty hands. He placed his empty hand. There was nothing in the hands. He placed his empty hands into his shawl, asking him to clutch it tightly to his chest. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu requested a drop, and Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam blessed him with seas of knowledge and wisdom. And memory that was amazing, so incredible was his memory, that Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, from that day on, I have never forgotten anything which I heard from beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hai, durbe baha diye.
Mere kareem se
اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نہ سرد ہوگا اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نہ سرد ہوگا رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہیں. The Islamic brothers, here is a beautiful couplet that, O Allah, will the intensity of the hell fire still not turn cold? O Allah, the intensity of hell fire still not turn cold? Whereas the weeping of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caused oceans to flow. In this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is initially telling us about the intensity of the fire of the hell. Then he asks respectfully in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, we know that the hell fire is extremely intense, but has the fire of the hell still not become cool for the believers? So that when the ummah of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes over it, they will not feel its intensity. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wept and made so much of dua for us that his tears would form rivers. Through the blessings of his tears, our path over the fire of the hell will be eased. He would often weep in the love of his ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would spend long hours in the dark of night weeping in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for his ummah, for you, for me. My dear Islamic brothers, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam loves us so much, so dearly, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has kept for us the most distinctive dua which was granted to him. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, every Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, they have been granted one dua. All other prophets, they made that dua. But your and my beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, has kept that dua for the ummah. Dear Islamic brothers, it is reported in Muslim Sharif on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, every Nabi has been blessed with a special dua, the acceptance of which is guaranteed. Allahu Akbar. Every Nabi has swiftly made use of this dua in the world. But I have saved this dua for the intercession of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. And if Allah wills, then it will be granted for every such person in my ummah on condition that he passes away without associating any partners with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to cry in this world, in tahajjud, in nights, and to make dua for his ummah. Dear Islamic brothers, for me, for you, O believers. Dear Islamic brothers, and then there is a special dua which he has preserved, which he has saved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for the day of judgment, to do your shafa'ah to my shafa'ah. This is what Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying here, that subhanallah, Ala Hazrat says that Allah kya jahannam abhi nasarb hoga. Rasulullah has wept so much that he has flown the rivers of the tears, weeping for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the water distinguishes the fire. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, will not the blazing fire, will not it get cold because of the tears of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One message is this, but another, on the other hand, there is a message from Ala Hazrat for you, for me, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept so much for us. And what we are doing? Are we acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? He did so much for us. What we are doing for him? Allah, kya jahannam, abhi nasarb hoga.
Allah, kya jahannam, abhi
ان unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad aa gaye hai sab gham bhula diye, sab gham bhula diye. Islamic brothers, Allah Hazrat says, may we be sacrificed upon him, no matter how aggrieved we are, when we remember him, all our sorrows were forgotten. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, this is a beautiful couplet of Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnah. He's talking about his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this couplet, Allah Hazrat is saying that why should we not be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For no matter whatever hardships or difficulties we face, when we remember you, all our sorrows and difficulties, problems fade away. In other words, when we face any hardship and when we call out to you by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, assist us, then by the grace of Almighty Allah, all our hardships, problems, difficulties are removed. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman says, when we remember you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you always place your special attention and special blessings upon us. Because, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love your ummah so dearly that you cannot bear to see us in unnecessary pain and difficulty. In mentioning this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah is also remembering us about the authenticating another important aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah, that our Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu was salam is aware of the condition of those who love and honor him at all times. At the same time, Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu was salam can hear what we say and know what we feel. Yes, the Islamic brothers, about being aware of our conditions at all times, Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dahlvi alayhi rahmah, he writes, by the power of the Nure Nabuwa, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is aware and well informed of all the condition and status of every follower. He knows of the point which that person has reached in his deen and is aware of the status of his iman. He is aware due to which evil it is that he is deprived of spiritual elevation. Thus he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware of our sins, intentions and hypocritical schemes. This is why according to the sharia, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, testimony about the ummah in this world and hereafter will certainly be accepted. Now, the Islamic brothers, let's go a bit deeper into this beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah. The Islamic brothers, which one of the most beautiful ways to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I ask you, what is the most beautiful way to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Definitely, everybody would say, one answer, that reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. How can we remember Rasulullah? If we send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. If we recite durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And now look, may we be sacrificed upon him, no matter how aggrieved we are. When we send durood upon him, all our sorrows are forgotten. Dear Islamic brothers, you can imagine you're sitting under the shade of Gumbad-e-Khazra. Your Shaykh-e-Tariqat is sitting there and you're sitting one step behind your Shaykh-e-Tariqat. Allahu Akbar, a noor is coming from the skies and it is coming on Gumbad-e-Khazra. Then it is reflecting onto hearts of your Shaykh-e-Tariqat. Then it reflects from the heart of your Shaykh-e-Tariqat to your heart. And then you're reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar, if you recite durood in such an imagination, Allahu Akbar, then where will the sorrows be? They will all go away. They will all fade away. And definitely when you remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this concentration and focus, then ghamon tumko jo ghira hai to durood padho, jo haziri ki tamanna hai to durood padho. Ajab faizan hai aqa teri mohabbat ka, ajab faizan hai aqa teri mohabbat ka, durood tujh pe padhu aur khud savar jaun, درود تجھ پہ پڑھوں اور خود سبر جاؤں. We send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. But our problems are sorted. We are sorted. Our problems are sorted. And our problems are solved. Why not, my dear Islamic brothers? This is the blessing of Durood Pak. This is the blessing of remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is what Allah Hazrat is saying. Jab yaad aa gaye hain, sab gham bhula diya.
Unke nidaar ko kaise یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there are so many other couplets and ashar in this kalam, but we've just selected few of them because definitely we have got a certain time of our program in silsila. Let's come to the final couplet where Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlus Sunnah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman has used his takhallus. The Islamic brothers, this maqta, what we are going to just recite now, it is also said that there was another very famous poet who had written this for Allah, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Subhanallah. Mulke Sukhan ki Shahi, tumko Raza Musallam. Mulke Sukhan ki Shahi, tumko Raza Musallam. Jis samt a gaye ho, sikke bitha diye hain. Sikke bitha diye hain. O Raza, you are the king of the world of poetry. No doubt, in all its forms, you possess an absolute superiority. Subhanallah, no doubt. My dear Islamic brothers, subhanallah, look at the eloquence of Allah Hazrat. Look at fasahat and balagat of Allah Hazrat. It seems that the words, they come in the court of Allah Hazrat and they request, Ya Sayyidi, please accept us in your poetry. Subhanallah, such a beautiful intellect. Takhayul, each and everything, subhanallah. Jis samt a gaye ho, wherever he has taken pen on that subject, subhanallah, he has fulfilled its right. And this is Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. When he took his pen on poetry, he is the king of the world of poetry. Mulke Sukhan ki Shahi.
ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم
چل گئے ہیں پوچھے The Islamic Brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. We'll come back with another beautiful episode, inshallah, azawajal. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam.
Pools of Reza, your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa.